A Long Way Home, a play by Mike Walker based on a true story. A Long Way Home.
How many miles to Babylon? 80 miles and 10. And shall I be there by candlelight? I am back again. If your heels are nimble and light, you may get there by candlelight.
Mary? You come here, girl. Where in heaven's name you been?
Down the beach.
Well, you ain't got no business going down there. You stay and help me, you hear?
But I like going around.
And you knows as well as I do what kind of girl goes around. This is your own girl back here, and you stay in her.
I hate it. I hate the stink of fishermen.
It's what feeds you, Mary. So just you be thankful for what the good Lord has seen fit to give.
Oh, it'd be fine to be a lady, though. Right where you went. Wouldn't it, Ma?
And where you ever going, girl?
Somewhere, I reckon.
Why, you're coming home now to do your work. There's fish to be gutted.
I won't, Ma. I had enough.
And you reckon any man round here will take you for all your fine looks? If you're too proud to soil yourself with honest work.
Will you call that honest? I do better at the county fair. Well, as for them stinking fishermen, you can...
You best learn your place, girl.
No! Not here! This isn't my home! Stop it! Stop it!
You'll learn. Just like the rest of us had to. Now, you coming home?
We shall be late, Mr. Dyson. I know we shall.
Now, don't worry yourself, my dear. The canon understands perfectly well that I have my pastoral duties to perform.
The dean did particularly mention 4 o'clock. I remember it distinctly.
Sir! Oh, sir, please stop!
Oh, no, Mr. Dyson. I forbid it. We are late enough as it is.
Oh, come now, my dear. The girl is hurt, surely. What's the matter, child?
Me leg, sir. I guess I'm awful bad to it. I gotta get back to the big house. And I'd be in awful trouble if I ain't in. Cook will take on something rotten.
Well, come along then. We'll take you as far as the cathedral. Will that help?
Oh, I'd be so grateful, sir, to you and your lady.
Well, up you come then.
I don't know, Mr. Dyson. Well, you'll have to squeeze in between us, my dear.
Thank you, ma'am.
There we are. All comfortable? Hop, hop, beauty, hop.
I've not seen you at Clavering's, child. Are you new?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought your accent wasn't from these parts.
Cornwall, ma'am. I come out looking for work.
How old are you, my dear?
18, sir.
That's very young to be travelling.
Reckons I make out.
I beg
you. Shut it, unless you want this in your gut.
What? George. Oh, George. Oh, for God's sake, girl.
I said easy, you son of a bitch. Stop. Go on, stop.
Whoa.
You move wrong, and your lady gets gutted. Now, money, fast. What have you got, lady?
Nothing. Only a brooch, I swear it.
But why are you...
Just don't reckon to stay hungry no more. Now, move. Oh,
we'll give you food, you don't...
Shut it! Come on!
There's somebody coming.
Oh, and sit easy. And remember, you let on and she gets it.
Good day, Dyson. Mom, are you for the cathedral?
Yes, Tom, the cathedral.
I say, old fellow, is Mrs. D all right?
Just took sick, Incher, my dear. The maid is...
Can I do anything?
No, we'll be... Just ride on, please, Tom. Don't bother yourself.
Well, now, look here, there's something not quite right about all this. You girl, you're no maid. Wouldn't be surprised if you'd not been sleeping out. What's going on, Dyson? Let me see your hands, girl.
Oh, please don't let
her.
Dyson, stop her, Tom. She's a thief.
Girl,
stop her. Stop her. Stop her.
And you may consider yourself fortunate indeed, Mary Broad, that the Reverend and Mrs. Dyson had entered a strong plea for clemency on your behalf. Had they not, you would be facing a far more severe sentence than you do. As it is, you will serve 12 years in the prison ships, at present more in the Thames. Do you have anything to say as to why the sentence of this court should not be carried out?
You can go to Alan Fry there.
Take her away.
Come on.
Let me go.
You're a few minutes down the Thames.
Nothing.
So this one's a real cat, they does.
Get your filthy hands off me.
They'd be right by the sound of it, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Only trouble is we've got more than 1,000 other tarts below decks. We're all reckoned the same. Only we taught them different, didn't we?
That's it, Jimbo.
You stink.
So wearings, darling. Here, smell. Once the smell of the place gets into the cloth, you won't never come out, not for an army of scrubbers. Of course, you won't notice, not being down there with the rest of them, like.
Well, get on with it. At least the company will be better.
Oi, not so fast. First things first.
What you mean?
Got to examine the goods, ain't we?
No, you can't. No, please.
Oh, but we can, doll. We can do anything we like.
And into the river for you, my little bastard.
Not the first, Mary. Not by a long shot.
Sometimes, so. Sometimes I reckon we'd both go. Him and me. Splash, and that would be it.
You'd not go, girl. Hey, sucker. He's a lad and no mistake. Tell you what, though. Bet some of them others wouldn't mind a chance down here.
What?
Them on the other hulks. All them fellas. Reckon even I'd get a piece.
Thought you was too old for it, so.
I'm 40, love, and not a day more. I've been here 15 years. That's what makes me look like Mother Shipton. Oh, aye, I could pull girlfriends when I was first here. As easy as you could now, if you wanted.
But I don't, so.
You shut yourself up. I don't know a thing more about you now than when they first brought you down. Still, maybe you save it all for the kid.
I reckon I wanted a turnkey's bastard. That's an extra ration, that's all.
You're too hard. They ever bend you far enough and you'll break.
I'm still here, aren't I?
You're a fool. You've got something worth the selling.
What? Hush, Manny, hush.
Give him here. I'll rub him. You're pretty. A fella would go for that. Wash yourself. Cut your hair. Show it about a bit. There'll be buyers even here.
I'm going for 12 years in hell, so there ain't nothing to make that worth living.
And how long do you reckon you can keep them off, those bastards up there? The kid won't save you, Mary. The only thing that will is when you're too old, like me, and they don't even want to use you no more. You've had more than a year, free of them. Just don't think it'll last.
Can't forever. That's all I knows. Can't forever.
Get them moving! Come on, lad, get them moving!
Lively now.
You never seen a
cart
before!
You all right,
son?
I'm all right.
I forgot there was pressure in the world.
What's happening anyway? First time in 4 years they let us out. They must want something. Well, don't get lost, Manny.
I want to see soldiers, Ma.
You lad, get back there.
You leave him. He ain't no convict.
You watch your mouth. Move him into the waist, sir. Hold on. Mr. Pike, sir, all assembled and ready.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Hey, he ain't bad.
Oh,
right.
Come up there, the officer.
Oh, aye, what do you reckon, Mary?
Silence,
quiet, quiet. Many of you are probably wondering why you are here.
Oh,
very well, why you have been called here today.
Oh, come on, get it out.
All in good time, madam. The government, the Home Office, have decided to implement go ahead with a scheme to found a new colony in New South Wales.
Wales?
Probably better known to some of you as Terra Australis Incognita.
What's he talking about?
Now, to ease the problems of overcrowding in your present accommodation, it has been decided to offer some of you the chance of a new start.
He means transportation, sending us to rot on some bloody desert island.
Yeah, we're slaves, and we all know what that means.
No. Be quiet. Now, I assure you there will be no slavery and no dying either.
And no bloody choice.
So you must accept it. The authorities are sending 500 men and 300 women.
Ooh.
And it will be up to each of you to work and establish the foundations of a British colony in these hitherto unpopulated regions.
Wants us to build our own prison.
And no wonder then, mister!
A few Indians, I believe, but rest assured, they will bother no one.
Oh, yeah, don't say.
Now there will be 11 ships, and those of you who are lucky enough to be chosen...
All right.
There'll be doctors, all the equipment we'll need.
Please, God, they don't take me.
That goes for all of us.
You're young, you'd live. You say it's on the other side of the world. Take a year to reach it.
Aye, there'll be no coming back. Not for none of them that goes.
In a way, they can't leave us be.
Them and their bloody empires.
They'll never leave London.
It'll all be different. There'll be animals and savages.
That wouldn't be so different then, would it?
Who said that? Well, one of you tarts said that. That was you, your old bag. Right. Get your stuff and up on deck.
No, please, mister, I couldn't.
Come on deck.
Won't you leave her alone?
What?
She's too old. Won't you leave her be?
All right. You want to take her place, you can. Or maybe you've got something else to offer.
Come on, Manny. Get your things.
The savages eat you.
What's that, Mom?
We're going to see Manny.
Oh, Mary.
Don't say nothing, sir. I'm a stupid bitch for opening my mouth, and that's all I am.
Then use what you've got, Mary, and use it clever, because it's the only way of living you've got left now.
Looks like we no more than change one pigsty for another.
At least this one moves.
Yeah, but where?
I don't know. Somewhere, I reckon.
And chains. What do they want to do that to us? March us through the streets with chains on?
They don't want us running, do they?
They say there's them a cup a leg to get out of guns.
Manny, watch where you're at.
Sorry, Emma. Get down, mate.
There he is.
Ooh.
Mr. Piker,
lift up forward, if you please, Sergeant.
Right, sir. What about the aft hole, sir?
Is Clark down there now?
I think so, yes, sir.
Then as soon as it's disinfected, we'll move them in.
Right, sir.
Quiet, ladies. They're only burning gunpowder in the hole to disinfect it. It's for your own good.
Right, then. Move them down. Come on, move them down.
Look, Manny. See the man with gold on his shoulders?
Huh?
Look, him over there. Go and give him a kick.
What?
Go on, boys.
You crazy girl.
That's what old Sophie said. Use it, what you got to use.
Hey?
You reckon them officers think I'm going halfway around the world with only their right hands for company when they got us?
You said you'd never...
Not for a filthy turnkey. Don't sell it short. I reckons that young Mr. Pike is about ready for a landing.
He might not be on the ship. There's others, Mary. Could be gone on any of them.
That's why I got to make sure.
Now, you little brat.
Quick, Luce. I got enough showing.
I should say.
Oh, sir. Please, I am sorry about me little boy. He's only a wee one, sir. Please don't punish him.
No, of course not. You'd better come and collect him. I think he might bite me.
Oh, thank you, sir.
It's all right.
What's your name, girl?
Mary Broad, sir.
Ah, and your husband is here?
He ain't got no dad, sir.
Oh, dear. Well, Mary, you must look after your little fellow.
I reckon he's just excited, like, and never been on no voyage before, see?
Yes, it's quite an adventure. There'll be a new start for you in this new country. Do you have a tray?
Aye, sir. I don't fly a needle. Why, I would too, and mend my own dress, if only I had a thread.
Yes, it is rather torn, isn't it?
If I had a thread, I could mend that shirt of yours, sir. See, you've a tear just here.
Oh, I wouldn't want to put you to any trouble.
God bless you, sir, to serve an officer in any way I can.
Would it now, Mary dear?
Aye, sir.
Then I'll have to see what can be done.
Oh, thank you, sir. Now, come along, Manny.
Yes, carry on. Carry on.
You cat, Mary, you've never held a needle in your life.
Oh, Well, before this voyage is out, I warrant I'll have his needle for all the threaten he wants.
Move it, come on, you sluts. Don't you want to leave your bones at Botany Bay?
That's what it's called.
Yes, love, that's what they call it, Botany Stinking Bay.
You boy. Manny. Manny, that you? What have you been at? Come here at once.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no. No, go away. Leave me alone. No. Well, here, quick.
Stay where you are. Don't move back.
Savages, what? I've seen them all around.
Shh, be calm.
Oh, what?
They're curious, that's all. They won't hurt you.
They was all painted with them long spears just looking.
They want to see you. They think we're dead.
What?
Their own dead come back to them. When they die, they think they go across the sea and become white. I don't know how it works, Mary. It's what the governor says. He's talked to some of them.
Rather than me.
He's making a dictionary, you know.
Oh, my God. Manny, he's somewhere out there.
He's in the camp where you should be. Oh. No one's supposed to come out here, not alone.
Because of them.
Because of Major Ross. He thinks the Indians will kill us all. So why they should bother to kill dead men, I really can't imagine. Oh. Look over there. They're going now. Oh. In a way, they're right, you know. We are dead men. Or forgotten, at least.
It's strange, isn't it? So, I don't know, feels so far away.
It is. 8 months and half a world away. Nothing here is the same. Not for any of us. Come on, we'll get back.
I thought I could find my way. It all got so confusing. And those savages calling out. I was scared, what?
You were right to be. Not of them, perhaps. The people have died out here. Lost, not knowing. Some of them almost in sight of the colony.
Them that ran away.
Yes, God help them. They must know there's nowhere to go, but they still try. For China, over the mountains. They believe that. Just get over the hills and there's another country where they'll be free.
What I wanted you just now... I wanted you to be here more than anything.
Shh, Mary.
No, let me talk, what? Because we're coming here on the voyage and landing. There being nothing, just nothing that you could look at and know what it was. And the smell, stink of fear on all of us, because of not knowing. And being more alone than we ever knew we could be. Only I wasn't alone anymore. Because you showed me that a man could be caring. But he could be shy sometimes, too. You remember?
At Rio.
And then the sailors got that monkey and it comes screeching down.
Not another word, madam.
You're blushing, what?
Nonsense. Lieutenants don't blush. They merely match their uniforms.
It's nice to see a man as can blush.
Keep your eyes sharp, men. If you see anything, fire.
The breach of the governor, sir.
Damn the governor, sergeant. I say damn the governor. I'm the military commander here, and what I say goes.
Poor Major Ross. He thinks he's come here to establish a military kingdom.
Never mind him, what?
Oh, come on, Mary. We must be getting
back. Didn't he tell them to fire if they saw anything? We'll just have to stay where we are, won't we?
Really, Mary, stop it. I'm on guard duty now.
I'd say you was on guard duty right now.
So,
Sorry I'm late, sir.
Are you late, Mr. Pike?
I believe so, sir.
Yes, so do I. You don't appear to have your sword with you.
What? Oh, I... Oh, Lord, I do beg your pardon, sir.
What would you do if you were attacked, Mr. Pike?
Well,
and
I
had no weapon to hand. Well,
I should call for help, sir.
Yes, I dare say you would. Well, perhaps you would like to superintend the fishermen. That seems a task suitably matched to your military capabilities.
Yes, sir.
Carry on, Mr. Pike.
Come on, Jack. Put your back into it.
It's all right for you, Will Bryant. Bloody privileged man.
Ah, it's the luck of it. That's all.
Ha. Jammy more like. Smuggler with no more than 7 years and get a prime job like this.
Because I'm the only one here that knows the fishing, mate. Wouldn't credit it, would you? Been stuck starving on this Eden shore for damn near 2 years. There's only one man that knows how to catch a fish proper.
But him, Gorit, Will. We'd all have starved long since.
Yeah, don't notice I'm cutting my sentence for it, none.
And you only got 6 months to do. Carry that in your sleep. Reckon you'll be going home, Will.
Too right I shall. Just as long as we stay living. Which we won't if you buggers don't start all in that net.
What about you, Jack?
Sod all I can do. Cop 14.
Oh, no, you told us often enough. I mean, you know, if you want to go back.
Oh, just give me the chance, mate. Here she comes. Take us back, Will.
Aye.
What about you, Sammy lad?
Well, I'd not mind getting one of the women. Settling down. You know, the governor says, when you've done your time, I mean, you could stay on and all. Farm. Get to be a trusted man.
Sure. None of us ain't trusted, Sammy. Not even Willie. If I ever finds out how much fish he's selling on the side, I'll hang him.
Well, they'd better not find out. Had they, Jack?
Don't worry, mate. Cut me own throat before I give those sods a piece of stick.
Easy! Up, oars! Come on, let's have you then, if he wants to eat tonight. Oh, come on, you bastard.
Sergeant Ross, Will.
You. Brian.
Yes, sir?
The catch man. What is the catch?
Hey, fine, sir. It's a good catch.
Just keep it so, Brian. Then we shall all be happy. Spike.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps you will be good enough to see the fish ashore. We don't want to lose any. Do we?
No, sir.
No, Lieutenant. We do not.
Carry on. Well, carry on, Bryant.
Let's be having you, then.
Yeah, what's old Ross got the black dog for?
He'd always got it, hadn't he? There's a man with spite enough for every living thing. And a few dead ones, too.
You don't like the Lieutenant, none?
That's because Pike's a governor's man. Ross hates them both. I tell you, Sammy, I watched Ross this 2 years. Don't you never cross him, or you're dead.
Cheer up, Will.
Hey, there's a piece you not mind, Sammy.
Where?
Old Pike's go. You wouldn't mind a guard out yourself.
Poor.
Oh, that ain't so unusual in this place.
Officer's mattress. Though one ain't got no cause to go with them.
She's got a kid to keep.
You could keep it by working, like the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. Working down the beach with the Marines.
He knows damn well there's a difference. Ah, leave it. Let's get the fish and go get some rum.
Come on, Sammy. Step it up.
Where are we going?
Danny Martins. He's an boss.
Hey, when you got the cash.
Oh, Lord, that man Ross.
What's he want now?
A fort on the heads to guard the bay against the French. God, as if we wouldn't be glad enough to see any ship coming.
It's bad, isn't it?
And getting worse all the time. We've nothing since the transports went, and our ship gone for grain. We're trapped here.
Who knows when they'll come back?
I mean, really, at a time when everyone should be growing food or hunting, all Ross wants to do is to build his silly fort. Oh, I don't know. Things just aren't. And then there's this Brian business. Look, I'll have to see Dr. White.
Not now, what?
I'm sorry, Mary, it's the governor's orders. We've got to do something.
Well, that man works you too hard.
Well, maybe. Shall I bring the doctor back for supper?
Just as long as you tell him to bring his own bread.
No, we'll do that now. Even at the governor's table. I'll see you later, anyway.
Bye. Bye, what?
Take him away, Balmain. That's a good fellow. Right, sir. Come along. Come. All right, Pike.
What's that?
The leg. What does it look like?
Yes, quite.
I have real hopes of this one. He might even live. Now, what do you want?
The Brian business.
Ah, the fisherman. The governor wants action, does he?
We simply can't afford to let the man go.
Once he's free, I don't see how you can stop him.
We need the fish. No one else can do the job.
Well, come through. You'll have to pay him enough, won't you?
Oh, you'll laugh in our faces. The first ship by, after his time's up, and he'll be on it. I know him. Besides, he seems to have enough money. God knows where he gets it from.
I imagine he sells fish. There's always a market for food in this place.
No, thank you.
Well, you'll think of something. Now, let us consider my kangaroo. I very much wish to include a detailed drawing in my journals, but whenever I hear of one, it's been cut up and eaten by the time I reach it. I wonder if we could just set up a little expedition into the interior to sample some of the wonders of Terra Australis and render it a little less incognito. Hi.
Yes, there's no reason why not. I'll speak to the governor.
There's something else on your mind, isn't there?
No, it's nothing.
I distinctly see that you are not giving proper thought to my kangaroo. So out with it, my friend.
It's Mary.
Your whore. But, sorry.
Well, you might as well say it. Everyone else does.
Well, that shouldn't worry you.
Oh, it doesn't really, but the governor does. And he doesn't like his officers living with convict girls.
A very moral man is our governor.
He wants them to marry.
Officers?
Convicts. So they'll make households, have families, and settle down here. Farm. He says it's the only way a colony will grow. Look, I like the girl. I like her a lot, but
not so much as you'd like promotion.
Well, yes.
This marriage business. Doesn't the governor see some difficulty if, say, the man's sentence ends before his wife's?
No, he's passing an ordinance. No one can leave dependents behind in the colony. Both parties must be free before either can go.
Of course, you could just throw your woman out.
Well, not. Well, it might come to that, I suppose, but she has a child, and it would be pretty awful for her back with the rest of them without any protector.
Well, you'd rather offer her something.
Naturally.
Well, no, what? I might just be able to help all of us there. And no doubt the estimable Major Ross will lend a hand. So you put your mind to rest and consider my kangaroo.
Well, Will Bryan.
Hello, Coxie.
Now, don't tell me you've come visiting just for the pleasure of my playing.
Pleasure of your money, more like.
Yeah. And what have you got today?
Well, ain't no sprats. Prime fish, they are. Best of the catch.
Of course they are, Will. And what are you wanting for them? Yeah.
I don't know what he wants, but I certainly know what he's going to get. And that is the rope. Take him away, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Damn you, Ross. How did you
know?
Take
him away. Come on, Brian.
Damn it.
Come on. Bring him into hell.
Well, Cox.
Sure, Major. I did as you asked, didn't I?
Perhaps. Let us hope that everyone performs as well.
You can't. You can't, what? For God's sake, what'll I do?
I'm sorry, Mary.
You're sorry? You're on 3 years, and you're sorry.
You surely never thought it was going to last forever, did you? And you did all right out of it.
And I gave you nothing.
It was an arrangement, Mary. It was good for both of us.
And now it ain't.
That's right.
Because you asked to get promotion and the governor won't give it you with a whore on your back.
If you like, yes.
And I go down with a skull.
That's just what I'm trying to avoid.
Oh, why?
Mary, I don't want to be a brute, but don't forget just where we stand.
I ain't likely to now, mister.
On my word, you could be hanged for any crime I care to invent. Or put in the stockade with the real whores. And how long would you last there with your gentlemen callers? Or maybe you'd like to escape and die out there in the bush. Can't you see I'm trying to find you a decent position?
Because any woman here had nothing on her own.
It's the only way.
And it always comes to that in the end, what? Just don't make no difference how it seems between you and me. Because all that matters is who's got the weight and who's got to use it to smash your bloody head into the dirt.
Don't, Mary, it isn't like that.
Oh, but it is, Walter Pike, it is. You're a cruel, hard bastard, just like the rest of them.
Here, I've brought you some brandy, man. It'll help you.
Thanks, Sarge. Oh, something. Hammering.
Yes. They're building a tree for you.
I never reckoned. Not topping. Not for a few bloody fish.
It's the principle, Brian. We must all do our duty. And the punishment for failing must be harsh, so that others will learn.
Oh, I'm being hanged for some fucker else's principles.
That's about the weight of it. If I was you, I would use the privy before they comes. A man don't want to disgrace himself on an occasion like this.
I reckon they needed me. For the fishing.
Now think about it, man.
4 months to serve.
We all come to it in the end.
I'm not the end of a rope. Not 12,000 miles from anything I'd ever call home. This is no place for dying, Sarge.
Get a grip, Brian. They'll be expecting a few words out there. They don't want to disappoint them. It always has a very good effect on the children, I find. So,
at ease, Sergeant.
So,
don't reckon I got to kiss your boots anymore, Major Ross. That's something.
It's hardly worth dying for, I shouldn't think.
What do you mean,
sir?
Sir.
I mean, but as you must know, the governor of our little bit of Hanover in the South Seas can set aside the judgment of the court in certain cases, if he wishes, or for certain guarantees.
Aye. Last one that got let off ended up as public hangman. If you reckon to give me another 7 years out on that bloody fishing boat, you could... I'll die first, Ross. I'll crawl to that gallows and hang myself before I give you the satisfaction of seeing me bake for another 7 years in this hole.
I thought you might say something of the kind. However, the governor, compassionate soul that he is prepared to set this aside completely. Forget about it. No change to your sentence if, Bryant, you do something for him.
I require and charge you both that you will answer at the dreadful day of judgment when the secrets of all hearts will be disclosed. That if either of you know of any impediment why you may not be lawfully joined together in holy matrimony, ye do now confess it.
Well, Doctor?
Well, Lieutenant, it's a solution.
For us, perhaps. For Mary and for Brant, it's a travesty. An absolute travesty.
Just remember, woman, I never wanted you.
Nor I you, fisherman. Can you take the boy on the boat?
No. He's your brat, not mine. No officer's bastard's coming on my boat.
Have it your way.
I shall. You just keep your mouth shut and do your work, because there's nothing between us. Remember it. Nothing to say, nothing to do.
And when your time's up...
That's none of your business. Just don't reckon on me staying around.
Maybe you got a shot coming, fisherman.
You what?
You ain't going nowhere. Not for a while yet.
You're crazy if you reckon on holding me. 4 months. That's all. And sign on as a ship's hand, sir. I've the experience.
Well, I don't know about that, Bryant. After all, we haven't seen a ship for quite some time.
They'll be coming, sir.
You've a touching faith in Whitehall. And then, of course, there is your wife and... one, it is one, isn't it, child? You'll have to pay for them, too.
I wasn't thinking.
I'll bet you weren't, Brian. But then, of course, you wouldn't. Not standing under the gallows, so to speak. You see, discipline is often a matter of letting go the bridle. Just a little. Of riding men up to the limit, but not beyond. Now, you would never have saved your life for extra time as a convict. But once let you think you could fool us. Well, you ran headfirst into the snare. Did you really think you could walk away from this woman scot-free?
But everyone knows that Australia marriages aren't legal.
It's interesting, Brian, how superstitions grow. Some of you people have got hold of the idea that marriages contracted here are not, for some or other reason, legal. Well, let me reassure you, Brian, they are. And the governor is determined... Oh, a very determined man is our governor, that the dependents of released men will not be left in the care of the authorities. You receive rations for your labor as a convict. As a free man, you will be paid a fair wage, which you will use to support your family. You wish to save what's left over to pay for a voyage home, that's your business. Just as long as you take your wife and child with you when you go.
But... what'll it cost, sir?
£120 or thereabouts. Shouldn't take a clever man like you long to earn that. About 7 years.
It ain't fair. It ain't bloody fair.
That's right. It ain't fair.
But, sir...
Well, think about it, Bryant. Was it likely we'd take that much trouble to have you walk onto the first ship that calls here? At least you're free. And you'll stay that way. As long as you don't do anything stupid.
You got it always, haven't you?
Oh, we have, Brian. You really ought to understand that. We can do anything we like.
They fixed the old bloody thing.
And you learned that in your life yet? Kind of in the reckons they got a choice, are you? Like I had a choice, like any of us did. No, I ran away from home to get out of marrying some stinking fisherman. Funny, ain't it?
No more than 7 years, he said. 7 damned years.
At least my time will be up by then. I could work.
Don't do me no favours.
I wants to go home too, you know.
No, there's no use in it. I'll be damned if I dance for them.
You'll be dead if you don't, fisherman.
Oh, that ain't so unlikely. Not the way we're fishing out the bay. What do you care? You'll eat somehow. Your sort always does.
Oh, what sort's that?
Whores. Officers, women.
You're so pure, are you, fisherman?
I never sold myself.
Maybe you never wanted nothing that much.
Well, I wants to get out of here.
Well, you've got two ways of doing it. Work or swim.
Come on, you lot. Haul it.
Come on, mate, we've been going all day.
We'll go all night too, Sammy, till we get a decent catch.
Easy, Will. Belly aching won't do you no good. We'll take her in. Get some rum. Or are you saving all your cash for going out?
Don't get funny, Jack. All right. Take her in.
Hey, look, what are they up to?
Put your bats into it. Pull! 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 You, Brian, get away there.
Easy, horse. What the hell are you doing, Sarge?
What's your new line, man?
Like you're shifting a bloody mountain.
Yeah, well, it's Grant for Major Rossi's fort.
You are?
You heard his fort. Save us all from the French. Come on, pull! Pull, lad! Pull!
Didn't know there was a war on.
All right.
A loony, that Ross.
Aye. Who's the governor for letting him use the launch? You'd go a fair way to sinking it with them rocks.
So what? Let it sink.
Not very smart, Jack. The only boat we've got here what'll stand up to open sea. If we have to fish out there, well, spit and you'd swamp this tub.
You reckon we might go down the coast, then?
Well, no. Might have to, the way things is in the bay.
I think they'd trust us.
Well, they'd have to, wouldn't they? We'll starve. Besides, I'm a free man now. They don't have to trust me. Up, boys. Let's go get booze.
You'd do better at home with your missus. Or ain't she giving you none?
Shut it, Jack.
Come on, Will. I mean, I look alike that, and you ain't doing no riding because she says so.
That's what we agreed.
Well, maybe you ought to change your mind. Or someone plants the horns on your head.
Eat it, love. I don't like fish, Mom.
But you're big and strong.
Like my dad.
He ain't your dad. You remember that.
Everybody's got a dad.
Well, you ain't. It's just you and me, Manny. Did he ever talk to you? Did he ever notice you?
What are you on that?
Oh, never mind.
Get the brat out.
You stay, Manny.
I said get him out. Get out.
Go to Lucy, Manny. Stay with her.
I'm
go on, Manny. It'll be all right.
Hey, that's it. Get out.
So what's up with you, then, apart from the booze?
Thought it were about time I claimed me rights.
You're what?
You're me wife. In case you forgot, you're mine. And if you can't do nothing else, you get on your back for me.
You stay away, fisherman.
Come on, girl.
You stay back. You'll not touch me.
I'll do any goddamn thing I want to do. Hey, you're a looker true enough. Only I was too damn stupid to see it.
Let go!
You're telling me you don't want it? After that pipe been giving it you regular for all them years? Eh? Or are you getting it somewhere else, eh? Come on, then.
No! Not like this! No, Will!
Anyhow, I want what's...
Bastard! Bastard! Never again, Will Bryant. I've been raped once in my life, and I learned after that damn good how to stop a man. Ah, you crawl out and puke. That's about all you're worth.
Oh, God. I never knew. But it hurt.
Oh, it hurts enough.
Oh, how'd you know?
Being gone through by a couple of pigs who make you look soft, that hurts enough. You get to hate what's inside you because they put it there. And then when it's born, you maybe care for it. And hate yourself for that, too. And maybe some snot-nosed little officer you picks up on always like the others. And maybe kind sometimes. And maybe in the end, he turns on you, too. Yes, it hurts enough. Seeing Manny and knowing what he'll be. Just like all of you bulls at a cow for whatever you can get. And you've got nothing to say?
No.
And you're going to tell me how you killed me for it?
I got nothing to say.
Wanted to see me.
I want you to tell him something, Doc.
Well?
About the fishing. We'll have to go out of the bay. There's nothing left here. Nothing to speak of.
What do you want me to do?
Tell him they'll starve otherwise.
You are near enough that now, Bryant. If we don't get supplies soon, then all the fish you can catch won't make any difference. The governor's cutting the ration again tomorrow.
There'll be trouble then. How does he expect men to work on a quarter of what'll be hard commons?
He doesn't expect anything. He just hopes we can survive until the ship comes back or we get a decent crop.
Then you'd better get that launch of his off Major Ross so as I can take it out. And I'll need the sail and all.
I'll do what I can.
Hey, thanks. Come on, you two. Let's be moving.
What, Will?
Might get a sprout for our trouble. If we're lucky.
Right, mate. Oh, yeah. I had a go with Mary last night.
All right. Yeah.
Gardeners, don't even think about it. The nearest civilization is Timor, I suppose.
That's 3,000 miles. Besides, what if we go in? No, my friend.
We're stuck here.
Hi. Thanks, Doc.
What are you up to, Will?
Just thinking, Jack.
You what?
About how I don't reckon it'll make no difference how much we catch. Not in the long run.
Really, anyway.
Hi, Sammy. Maybe that ain't so important. Maybe there's just only so much pushing a man will want to take. Or he begins to lean back a bit.
That's it. Fish ration.
So you were supposed to get more working on it.
I do. The ration's cut.
What's mad? We can't live on this.
I reckon not. It's a new air convict control. Let them starve.
But Mammy needs food.
How long do you think they can keep going? Any of us?
Why didn't they think? I mean, when they sent us, what a grow and all.
Maybe they didn't know. Maybe the stink from them hulks on the Thames got up young Mr. Pitt's nose so much they just didn't care. They sent us this. They brung us here. They work us. They even marry us. What makes you think they ain't going to bury us, too?
Not 700, Will.
I've been asking around. I heard it happen before. Somewhere on the Guinea coast. Wherever the hell that is. Same as us. Just sent them out to sink or swim. And they sunk. Every bleeding one of them. It's what they say.
So we really could...
Cop it. Aye. The lot of us.
My God.
So, I'm going.
What?
Soon.
Oh, why?
You coming or not?
Hold on, mister. And you've forgotten something. What you done last night...
We just sorted something out, that's all. It's a choice. Forget the rest.
Why do you want me to come with you?
Because I need your help.
Well, I understand. Anyway, there's nowhere to go. They all said it. This is the biggest bloody prison on earth.
Timor.
What's that?
Dutch Indies. 3,000 miles.
Oh, you're mad. That'd
be easy enough. As long as we had the charts, compass, food.
So how come no one thought of it yet?
Because there's only one man here who'd want to do it and who could. I know the sea. I can read a chart, navigate.
And you want my help?
Aye.
How do I know you won't dump me over the side?
You don't. I just says it, that's all.
That's supposed to be enough, is it?
Maybe because of something you said.
What?
Don't matter none now. Maybe I just want what's mine.
It ain't yours, Will.
Yet?
Never.
Take it or leave it, Mary. Because it's the only way you and the kid will ever get out of this place. With me beside you.
Who else?
Jack Butcher. One or two others. Less knows, the better.
What do I do?
You'll get the charts. Sextant. Compass.
How'll I do that, Will Bryant?
Go and see an old friend, Mary. Come in.
Oh. Don't do so bad now, what? Didn't have so grand that when I knew you. That's promotion, is it?
What do you want, Mary?
Just to come in a moment.
It's all finished.
I know.
All right. Nobody saw you, did they?
You're sharing now, are you?
Well, we had to double up a bit. It's not too bad for me, really. This is all Bradley's stuff, and he's away on the supply ship.
If it hadn't sunk.
Oh, let's hope to God not.
And he'd have the instruments and all that.
What do you want, Mary?
Just some time away from him.
Brian, does he treat you badly?
What do you think?
Look, shall I speak to someone about him?
There's a free man, Andy. What can you do? No, I just want to get away from the stink of fish. I want to be with a man who's going to be gentle for a while.
Oh, come on, Mary, I can't. Now stop it.
You aren't still shy of me taking me dress off, are you?
It's ridiculous. I can't.
Have I changed that much? Look at me.
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on, what? You've seen me naked before?
Mary, I can't.
You mean you won't?
It could ruin everything. If the governor found out...
You're telling me you don't want me, what?
For God's sake, Mary. Go, please, get out.
Like this?
Can't you understand? Things have changed. Listen, I'm going. I'll be back in 10 minutes, but I want you out of here by then.
Suit yourself.
Sometimes, Mary, I wish to God I'd never set eyes on you.
Don't strain it, Watt. Right now, Mr. Bradley, what have you got for me?
Are you sure, Sammy?
Yeah, I'll take my chances here, Will.
You develop us.
Never get my farm that way. Anyway, you might sink.
We ain't gonna sink, are we, Will?
We're gonna sail straight out the bay. Mary and the kid under a tarpaulin. 2 or 3 extra fellows. Dan Martin, Nat Lee. We got food and water rigged down by the jetty. Won't take no time to stash it. Then we're off. Right under their bloody noses. You'll have to go sick, Sammy. Make sure you're well clear.
Yeah, I could pull that easy enough. Anything I can do? I mean, before you go?
No. Look after yourself.
When is it?
Tomorrow. No point in holding back. Now we got the launch.
Well, I reckon it's good luck, then.
Aye. Thanks.
All right, mate. Stay clean.
You're gonna be a good boy, Manny?
Sure, Ma. I'm always good.
So you get some sleep. Got a bit of a surprise for you tomorrow.
What is it then?
You wait and see. Want to step out, Mary?
Aye.
Make a good look. This is the last time you're going to see it.
I hope it is. They're on fires way out there in the hills.
Indians.
They're so close you can reach out and touch them.
They've been touched a sight too often, that lot. Now they stay well clear and sit and look up where they used to live. Poor scrubby savages.
You never asked to come here?
I reckon most of us never asked anything, except to be let alone. Only them bastards back home, sitting in their great houses, can't see nothing without they have to change it. They use it, and then screw it up and throw it away.
Does things to you, doesn't it?
Eh?
You never even talked to Manny before tonight.
I've always been a man for doing things. Ever since I was a nipper. Like, fishing inshore wasn't good enough for me. So I learned the navigating, to take the boat right out. Then I reckons to earn better be smuggling. Huh. I earned for that, all right. It's being told every move I gotta make that drives me mad. I want to be free, so I can breathe. I don't much care if it takes me to hell, so long as it's Will Bryant's choosing. Aye, it makes a difference, showing the bastards where they can shove it. All the difference in the world.
What a strange man. After, oh, you know, I reckon to carry a gutting knife around all the time. I knew you'd be coming after me. And you went after something else.
We can do it.
Maybe.
There's nothing you can't change if you want it enough.
I can't change what I am, but I've been made.
I ain't asking that.
Just business.
Aye. We've no choice what happened to us. Now we have. We work together. Afterwards, we go our own ways.
Step the mast down.
Right, Will.
Come on, you lot, get aboard. We've got work to do.
In a hurry, aren't you, Brian?
Eh? Oh, hello, Doc. Hi. Want to get out there? Storm will be up later.
You'd not want to get caught in that, would you? Who are those men? They're not your normal crew.
Young Sammy's gone sick.
Oh?
I'll need 2 to cover for him.
Well, good luck, then. We need everything we can catch.
Sure enough, Doc.
And we'll need all the luck we can get with this bloody weather coming up.
Bad, is it?
Could last for a couple of weeks.
Call it off.
No, Jack. Never keep it quiet that long. We gotta go.
No point in hanging around, then.
Just looking at it. Damn place. Nat, Danny, you ready?
Right.
Mary and the kid all right under there?
So.
Let's go, then.
right under our noses.
But Major...
Don't you say anything, Lieutenant Pike. Not one word out of you, sir. You've given away enough as it is.
But how was I to know,
Compass,
sir?
Sextant, charts, how were you to know? You are an officer. It is your job to know.
I just didn't think she'd ever do that.
Oh, Mr. Pike, is there a law that says that lieutenants may behave like swine to their whores and be thanked for it?
She was always a...
Save it, Pike. You can put it in your journal. But then, since you no doubt intend to publish an account of your adventures, perhaps you'd better not. Ah, hello, Doctor.
Hello, Major. Looking a wee bit geeky, are we, Mr. Pike?
I hear you spoke to the birds as they were about to fly.
I did indeed, yes. But who would have thought it?
Well, it is perhaps some comfort that supplies have arrived. Almost as if the ship was waiting for them to go.
A nice irony, maybe.
Very nice, Doctor. However, I have some work to do, and Pike has to tell Bradley how he's lost some very expensive instruments. Good day to you, gentlemen.
Good day, Major.
Was it us? Was it our fault?
Who can say?
Where'll they go?
Timor, probably. Try and pass themselves off as shipwrecked victims.
Will they succeed?
The Dutch know we're down here. They must have been. I don't know, really.
Well, I hope she makes it, Doctor. Do you know, I really do.
Glad you liked it, boy. Didn't do a lot for me.
Me neither. I thought we was gone down a couple of times there.
Well, I knew we was going down. That's a damn sight worse.
But we didn't.
Ma, can I be a sailor?
What?
Then I could go out with Dad on his boat.
How many times I told you, Manny, he ain't your
Red
dad.
Red Dad?
You got a bit to learn first, boy.
Like what?
Oh, how to make off a rope for a start. Come here, I'll show you. Take the tiller, Jack.
Right on, mate.
How does it feel, mate? Being free.
Good enough for a start. You?
Yeah. But I'll feel better when I get my feet on dry land again. How long you reckon it'll be?
Oh, 8-9 weeks. Ought to see us there.
No cooler.
Second night. It freezes.
Keep Manny under the cover. You all right, Nat?
You sure you know where we are, Will?
No. Just that we're heading in the right direction.
We'll turn around half a dozen times. You're going back.
Will knows.
We
Don't you worry, Jack.
I'm not so sure, then.
Simple. If he's wrong, you're dead.
Asleep and not interested in life.
Come here, Jack.
Yeah.
Put your hand here. Go on.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
That's right, love. It's a knife. And it's sharp. And I knows how to use it. And I will use it on any of you.
Yeah, come on. I didn't mean nothing.
Funny. Didn't seem that way to me.
Not nothing you wouldn't want a kid like.
I'm supposed to be grateful for that, am I? Listen, mister. We got a long way to go and no one to tell us how, nor when, nor why, nor what to do. So we does it ourselves. You ever seen a pigsty when one of them hogs gets wounded?
Not where I come from. Don't get a lot of farms down a flint ditch.
Well, I seen it. The others looking at it. And pink snout sort of twitching, you know. Smell of blood and all.
Well,
sometimes, Jack Butcher, they eats it. Alive. Fresh meat, see? Ripping bits out of it, Jack Butcher. And I seen farmers looking on knowing they're losing money, but they can't stop watching somehow while them pigs eat one of them own.
Yeah, give over, Mary.
And we ain't got no farmer now, Jack. And we ain't their pigs no more, neither. You got that, Jack Butcher? You got that good?
Yeah. I got it.
So go back to sleep.
That's a joke, innit? Jack Butcher put down by a woman.
What's that? Jack?
Nothing, mate. Just couldn't sleep, that's all.
Don't worry. We'll make it.
Yeah. Maybe we will at that. Maybe we will.
I make it. 8 weeks.
Yeah, how do you reckon that? Gotta be more.
2 months, Dan.
We ought to be there by now.
We ought to be dead by now.
But we ain't.
We ain't there, neither.
In a hurry, then?
Yeah, Jackie!
What is it, kid?
I got a bite!
Ladies, don't jerk the line!
You want to rest, Dan? You in a hurry then, Mary?
Huh?
What you asked, Jack?
Well, we ain't got nowhere much to go.
Except Tymor.
And home.
Aye. What'll you do?
Right there first.
And then?
I don't know. I ain't thought somehow that we'd ever stop. That we'd be in this boat forever. On the sea forever. Just going on. The sun and going inshore for water and fishing. Just going on.
We will get there one day.
And what will they make of us then?
So now. You are Willem Brandt.
Aye, sir. Bryant.
And you have the wife Mary and small child. And you and your companions have been in the shipwreck by a fortunate breeze blown to our shore here off Timor.
Aye, sir. It's about the power of it. I'm right glad we was to see you, no?
Ah, but we have the use to sighting Englishmen. Not 2 years have yet passed, but Captain Blight of your Royal Navy, poor man that mislaid his ship, was arriving. And you are bound where, Brent?
South Africa, sir. There was a storm what drove us south, and we couldn't beat back, no way.
The ship is calling itself.
The Robert Ross, sir. Out of the Clyde. A cargo of rum. Fire, sir. Went down in a minute.
And of all, one boat alone is safe upon the ocean?
That's right, sir.
It's good, but sadly to think is the herd of lies.
Sir?
The man Booker, his backward parts have been well acquainted with the nine-tailed cats.
He's a sailor, sir. He gets flogged often enough.
How do you take me for a fool? I am not to see the ends of your arms. The iron cuff that scours the flesh is not to be hidden in a week of Saturdays. I, the Holt, think it is from New Holland you have voyaged. Ah, Australia, you say. And you are the convict man, all of you.
No, sir. Our ship is the Robert Ross.
Finishing, if you please. All shall be examined. From here you will be conveyed to the locked tight rooms without any moving from there. Thank you.
What do you reckon?
I don't see how they can prove it.
You all right?
Aye. Just took a bit of fever, that's all.
Them bloody calluses. Irons, they always say that you'd never really lose the marks. Oh, what'll I do now?
Keep us locked up a while, question us. As long as we stick to our story, we're fine. There's no way they'll prove it otherwise, unless they go back to Botany. They ain't gonna do that.
Jack and the others.
No. I suppose they reckoned we was a family, so they stuck us in together.
Look, Dad, you can see the masts over there.
Hey, that's the harbour. Where we ought to have been right now, getting us a ship home. Yeah. Bloody mess. I ain't even a convict no more.
That won't make no difference to them.
You could pick up any one of 50 ships.
Be hard after what we come through. We sent back.
We did all right, didn't we? Mm. 3,000 miles in a 20-foot launch. Oh, not many as could say they done that. And I reckon we made a sailor a young man here.
Only thing is, well, we do get sent back. It's all for nothing.
We showed them something.
And what difference would that make when they're flogging the back of you and giving us another 15 years?
Only there was something. An Englishman I could talk to. Explain.
Meanwhile, we wait.
Aye. Till that damn Dutchman makes up his mind.
See, I have the guest for you, Brent, which comes as did yourselves from the shipwreck.
What's he mean?
The governor is referring to me, ma'am. Edward, late in command, His Majesty's frigate Pandora. Stand up, man.
Me? You talking to me?
Yes, you. Bryant, or whatever you call yourself.
Ah, Captain, I shall be elsewhere if you require me.
Of course, Your Excellency. Thank you.
Splendid. Have good yarns together, as compatriots should. Excuses, please.
Now, Bryant, you appear to be a man of mystery. You and your little band of castaways.
Yes, sir. We went down, ship and all. Word of fire, sir.
And this is your woman and child?
Yes, sir.
I can speak for myself.
I have no doubt you can, but you will do me the courtesy of keeping silent whilst I question your husband.
What right you've got to say that? Just who are you that I should humble myself? You don't look like no captain I ever seen. Where's your uniform?
You claim to have been shipwrecked, ma'am. I doubt you were able to save your wardrobe either, if you ever had one. As for my rights, I have a commission from the Admiralty to proceed to Otaheite and such other islands as may prove necessary and take into custody the mutineers who seized HMS Bounty. I am, in effect, a rogue taker, a catcher of felons. And it seems to me from what Governor de Groot has said, that you, ma'am, and this man and the rest of your party are just that. Felons.
I told you otherwise.
And I have no doubt that as soon as the records are examined, the ship you claim to come from will prove to be as fictitious as the rest of your story.
Ah, well, the records aren't here. They're in England, so you can't examine nothing. Can't prove nothing, Mr. Redwood, sir, your honor. So you just take your mutineers, poor bastards, and find another ship and go home. And I hope you sinks again. I hope you drown this time.
You're correct, of course. I can prove nothing. Your friends aren't talking.
I reckon we aren't either.
Then you will just have to be persuaded, won't you?
You'll not get a word out of me.
Oh, not you. The woman. 50 at the grating will no doubt loosen her tongue. And if they don't, another 50, and so on.
Bastard, you can't.
No, I can't. The governor can and will. After all, Mynheer de Groot will understand the importance of maintaining good relations between Great Britain and the Netherlands. Good day to you.
Wait.
No, Will.
Go on, Bryant.
I'll die first.
That's the boy, Mary.
Right. He at least would find the experience, shall we say, interesting. Wouldn't you, my little felon? Charming child, ma'am. I can see he's been well taught. Now, Bryant, is Honor dead yet in the convict's heart?
I'm no criminal. I've done my time.
It means nothing. Your woman will be...
All right. Damn you. All right.
Good. Some sense at last. Australia?
Aye. Botany Bay. 3,000 miles, sir.
And it's a shame you could find no better use for your resource. Rest too?
All of us.
Well, well. You really thought that you could escape? The society would not mark you down as soon as it saw the criminality stamped on your faces. You're a fool.
What'll happen to us?
I shall take you into custody and convey you back to England in whatever ship I take passage in. With you and the bounty men, I'll have quite a little rogues gallery, won't I?
Look, sir, I'm feeling so good. Do you think I could see a doctor?
I'm quite sure they had doctors in Botany Bay, didn't they?
Hmm? Aye.
Then if you wanted one, you should have stayed put. It's not my business to pander to your whims.
Why? After all this, why, Will?
But you can't win. You said that once. No choice. Right from the start.
You threw it away, ma'am.
I couldn't let him do that to you.
But you took it, you know that.
Have him start on Manny next. Him, that boy, is as much a convict as I am. Or any of us.
What a bloody mess.
And because I'd see him damned before he touched you.
And now we're damned for it instead.
I watched you in the boat. I watched all the time with the boy, Nat and Jack, Danny. Watched when you forgot to be the hard bitch. And sometimes you could laugh. That time we sprung the hole. We bailed until we reckoned we couldn't go on no more. And you started cussing and kicking at us and, shaming us into carrying on.
No stomach for it.
But you did it. And we made the shore. Aye. And the way you kept them three off you, without setting them at each other's throats.
You will.
No. You never had to keep me off, save that once. Somehow I just couldn't force you no more. Or didn't want to. Reckon I had to do enough crawling to others in my life without ever wanting you to do it now.
Just business. That's what we said.
And you said you'd never change, Mary. But you have. Maybe without you even knowing it. Maybe it don't make no...
You're sick, Will. Lie down. Rest.
Aye. And God pity all us poor suffering bastards.
You can't chain the child, ma'am.
Until the Admiralty reimburses me, I'm paying for you out of my own pocket, and I'm not taking any chances. If I don't produce you, they won't pay. Anyway, you're convicts all. You will be chained for the duration of the voyage. That's that. You should think yourself lucky. You and your brat and that man have been given a separate compartment. It should be quite like home.
30 foot below the waterline in the cables here. Not a lot of room, of course, or much light, but then you won't be needing exercise, will you? Move them on!
Hello, mate.
Jack!
Goodbye, Seymour.
Right, Will.
Aye.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Miss the chances, mate. Still, I reckon young Sammy was right, eh? Stay put's the best thing.
Maybe we'll get a chance to find out.
You don't look too well, Mary.
Took a fever.
Yeah. Bloody jail fever.
Come on, you.
Be seeing you then.
I hope so, Jack. Worse than the Oaks.
Look, Ma. Rats.
You can see their eyes in the candlelight.
Stay away from them, Manny. Don't you get bit.
When can we go up on deck, Ma?
Never, Manny. They'll not give us so much as a breath.
They don't matter now.
It matters to me. It matters that they won't pay, that they'll live their lives scot-free. Damn them.
At least we knows what we're going back to. Not like that lot off the Bounty. Looking there for the rope.
If you keep us down here much longer, we won't be going back to nothing.
Maybe that would be for the best.
You need a doctor, Will.
Just needed to be a free man, Mary. That's all.
Maybe you're a fool.
You and the boy. Sorry we never made it.
Damn them all. When they bring our slops, I'll ask to see Edwards.
No, Mary. Don't ask that man for nothing.
I got to, Will. You need medicine. I'll speak to him. I'll beg if it'll help. Damn them all.
Permission refused.
He won't get him the doctor. At least give him some air. Let him on deck, please.
You're interrupting our dinner, Bryant. I told you no. If you want to be treated like human beings, then you must learn to behave like them. You must be respectful.
Yes.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
You must remember your place and that you're a convicted prisoner. Why, as far as I can see, you've never even expressed any remorse for your crimes.
I'm sorry, sir.
For what are you sorry?
For being disrespectful, sir.
Yes?
And for bothering you, sir.
That's much better. You're beginning to understand what law and order mean. And if you'll only keep trying to improve yourself, you will soon come to understand that your punishment is just and that I can act in no other way.
He's dying.
So are we all, in God's good time. Now you'll be better occupied helping him look into his conscience before he faces a greater tribunal than any we can convene. Dismissed. The port's with you, Brown. Be a good fellow and pass it round.
Mary? Mary? What is it?
Huh?
Day or night?
No. Day, I think.
The boy. Manny?
Been catching rats. Sleeping now.
Aye.
Come on, Will. You'll walk off this ship.
I'll slide thee off. Down that board. For the fishes. I took enough of them in the time. I have all the freedom I want, then. All the grey sea room I want.
There's nothing wrong with you, Will. Nothing just won't mend.
I've been broke right in half. That's God's truth.
But we did it. We showed them. And we can do it again.
We, Mary?
Aye, we did it. Manny, me and you, Will. So you've got to live for it.
You'll go your own way, Mary.
No more, I reckon. Not alone.
They finished me. Took them some time. Got round to it in the end. Just I was so small, they didn't notice at first. until I got to be a nuisance. Like a bloody fly. And they only had to turn round and that's it. Goodbye, Will Bryan.
No, Will.
I reckoned I had it beat. Maybe I was wrong.
She wasn't.
Aye. Nothing changes.
I've always, oh, I don't know, ever since way back, I've always reckoned I'm not getting hurt. But if you made yourself hard enough, then nothing would never get through. Sometimes it was bad, Will. On the hoax. Or having a wet pipe throw me out and you catching me like I was a fish for supper or something. I didn't want to work none. Not for me nor nobody else. Letting them go to hell in their own way. Remember that? You saying that? Then things have been different, I suppose, on the boat. When we was just together, all of us locked with no one. No one in a thousand miles to make us do what they reckoned. Us and no one to know and no one to give a damn what happened. And we did it. Us. Time all that hurt more than it never had. Not just to be done by that Edmunds. You being sick. Me asking for you. Asking for you up in that dining room yesterday with them bastard monkeys grinning and stretching their eyes and reckoning if I'd still be a good lay dirt and all. Hurting for you. Because I was maybe feeling for you too.
Well, it's too late, isn't it?
Too late being the husband you never was, yeah?
Then he took it all, Mary. There's nothing left in me.
No, Will. We've enough for both of us. I'll help you.
If I could crawl to the gallows for Ross, I'll do no less for you, Mary.
Poor marriage, Bill.
It's enough.
Come on, then, Fisherman. Come on.
Mary. I had to...
What are you doing here, Watt Pike? How do you ever find me?
You're well known. Your adventures?
Oh, my.
The celebrated Mary Broad.
Brian, Watt. I got married. Don't you remember?
Of course, I could hardly forget. I'm sorry, Mary.
Is that what you come all this way to say?
I suppose it is, yes.
Why?
Because I treated you badly, perhaps.
And what do you want back?
I don't know. A compass and some charts. I had to pay Bradley for them. I must say, Mary, you do look well. Splendid. Your husband is...
Dead. On the way back from Timor.
Oh, yes. I think I did hear something of the sort. Edwards was censured, you know, over his treatment of the bounty prisoners.
Not over us.
No.
Did you get your promotion?
I'm a major now.
Like Ross.
Oh, poor old Ross. They eventually shoved him off to some island down the coast, you know. His very own command. 20 farmers and 100 convicts. They nearly had a mutiny. Had to send him home.
And the doctor?
Still there, as far as I know.
You hear anything of a lad, Sammy Isaacs?
I don't recall his name.
He was a convict.
Ah. But what about you, Mary? You look quite a lady.
Oh, they loved me, Watt, when I come back. Real heroes, they reckoned all of us. A man helped us, Mr. Boswell. And we didn't get no more time, neither. They set us free.
That's marvelous.
Is it? They set us free because they felt like it, Watt. Had no more to do with justice than sending us out there in the first place ever did.
Well, look, perhaps we could meet again.
Is that why you really came here, Watt? To begin it all again? You maybe find you've given away more than you thought. Well, I have to go
see to the children?
Manny.
And Sophie.
I didn't know.
Will's child.
Oh.
We've some money. We live well enough, the three of us.
I'm glad. It's what you...
Goodbye, what? I've got to go now.
Goodbye, Mary.
Hush now, hush. How many miles to Babylon? 80 miles and 10. And shall we be there by candlelight? I am back again. If our heels are nimble and light, we will get there by candlelight.
In A Long Way Home by Mike Walker, you heard Jane Knowles as Mary Bryant and Martin Reed as Will. Manny was played by Gene England, Walter Pike by David McAllister, Dr. White by Roy Montague, Major Ross by Michael Spice, and Governor D'Achote by Wolf Kahler. Captain Edwards and the First Turnkey were played by John Livesey, Jack Butcher and the Priest by Hayden Wood, Sammy Isaacs by Nicholas Redding, The Sergeant and a Gentleman by Sean Arnold, Sophie by Diana Bishop, Lucy by Vanessa Knox Moore, Mary's Mother and Old Ladies by Pauline Letts, Cox and the Second Turnkey by Russell Keith Grant, The Judge and the Sailor by Alan Dudley, and A Gentleman and a Warder by Hugh Quashie. The play was directed by Christopher Venning.